Good morning. Did you know that as this new day begins, the largest mass migration in human history is in progress? 3.4 billion journeys are being undertaken in China as families get together to celebrate Chinese New Year. That's a million journeys, 3,400 times. I'm not sure I can get my head round a number that big. On this day, in the year that I was born, the Boeing 747 completed its first test flight. My world has always had jumbo jets in it, and the corresponding ability for masses of people to move between continents in less than 24 hours. Of course, I know that it's not been the case for most people that have ever lived, but it's such a fundamental part of my experience that I can't begin to imagine what it would be like to be a human being without that freedom and speed of transit. Now that I'm in my 40s, I'm also discovering, to my horror, that seminal events that everyone knows about, like the Live Aid concerts of 1985, are alien to huge numbers of adults who weren't even born at the time. And correspondingly, I'm struggling to adapt to newer ways of operating that seem to be perfectly normal to those significantly younger than I am. We know all this to be true in theory, but we easily ignore its implications in practice when we engage with other people. We are so established in our own experience that it requires a huge conscious effort to see things from another perspective. If we will not make this effort, we risk becoming increasingly isolated from the rest of the world, and we miss out on the opportunity to gain a fuller picture of what it means to be human. The proliferation of American brands and the widespread use of English around the globe lull us into a false sense of security and dull our senses because everything looks and sounds so familiar. But the reality beneath the surface is much deeper and richer and largely unknown. In the Bible, in Acts chapter 17, we read that God has determined the time and the place that every human being lives in across the globe. And since the view from no two points in time and space will ever be the same, every human being has a unique perspective that we can learn from. We need to actively try to see the world from other people's points of view, not just for our own survival, but also for our flourishing. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 says, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love him." Who else's eyes might you try to see through today?